2 Kings chapter number 5 tonight, verse number 1, I guess. Very familiar story here tonight. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man, a man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his Lord, saying, "Thus and thus saith the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel." Amen. And we can kind of skip down here just a little bit. There's some preparation being made here. And then we'll look down here to verse number 8. And the Bible said, "And when it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, 'Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.' So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, 'Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean.' But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, 'Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?' So he turned and went away in a rage," the Bible said. Then he goes on a little further here, and we see after some little argument that went on between him, amen, and those that were with him, amen, he went down, amen, and the Bible said he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you tonight. We're thankful for all that you've done for us. God, I pray that you'd help us tonight. Anoint us to preach the word of the Lord. Let people be helped, touched, and blessed. God, anoint the ears to hear and us to preach. In Jesus' name, amen. When we look at this text here tonight, we see a Gentile by the name of Naaman, who the Bible said was captain of the host of the king of Syria. And looking at this today, Bible scholars and Jewish tradition have identified Naaman. They say that he was that archer. If you remember in 1 Kings chapter number 22 and 34, amen, that archer that stood up, amen, the man with the bow that had been wounded Ahab, if you remember that. And because of this, they say that Ben-Hadad promoted him to be captain of the Syrian host. And that's kind of maybe how that he ended up with the honor that he's got right here. Amen. The Bible does tell us that it was because of him. Amen. The Bible said that he was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. Amen. So however it was, amen, somewhere or another, amen, the Lord had allowed him to be honored, didn't he? Amen. What an honor just to be, amen, a one of these, amen, that reaches for worldly success. I thought about, people in the world, they look for folks to look to them. They look for success in life. And there's nothing wrong, amen, in being the best you can be. Amen. There's nothing wrong being lifted up and put somewhere in an honorable position. I thought about Brother Green, and he's in an honorable position where he's at. Amen. And that's wonderful. That's great. Amen. But just because someone reaches, amen, a place of success, amen, does not mean that all is well. Amen. And trouble and tragedy will never come their way. Amen. Just because you reach a plateau in life, and as time goes on, I like to preach maybe on a Sunday morning, maybe. Amen. Maybe this Sunday morning. Who knows? Amen. But kind of talk to you, amen, a little bit about that. Amen. But I tell you what, there's a lot of young people that have succeeded or tried to gain great fame in this world. Amen. But tragedy came to them. Amen. Oh, yes, there are people, amen, that try to do this and all that. But when we look here, amen, at this man Naaman, the Bible tells us that he's great. He's got an honorable position. Amen. Because of this, the Bible said that he's a mighty man in valor. But then, amen, the Bible said, amen, that he was also a leper. Amen. He was afflicted with this leprosy. And we look now, amen, to the last verse in this chapter. We can see that it was the leprosy, the white leprosy. There was all kinds of leprosy. And maybe, amen, if we had a little bit more time tonight, we could look at leprosy, amen, and try to study that out and see, amen, all the ins and outs and the instances and such in the Word of God. But as I was looking at this, amen, McClear's Old Testament handbook, he said that leprosy was the outward and visible sign of the innermost spiritual corruption, a meat emblem in its small beginnings, its gradual spread, its internal disfigurement, its dissolution little by little of the whole body, of that which corrupts, degrades, and defiles man's inner nature and renders him unmeet to enter the presence of a pure and a holy God. Amen. That's a pretty good definition of leprosy, ain't it? Amen. And we can look through the Word of God and kind of try to prove that to you just a little bit. Amen. But, amen, we could all look at this and we could all say, amen, that those with leprosy have a need, don't they? Amen. They have a need. We could talk about it, and I'm not, amen, trying to make everybody feel like tonight that you've got leprosy. I'm not trying to make you feel like, amen, that you've got sin in your life. If you do, amen, then God help you, amen. But that's not what I'm trying to do. Amen. Many times the references in the Word of God, amen, leprosy, amen, is that defilement of man's inner nature, amen, and that renders him unmeet to enter the presence of a pure and a holy God. Amen. But if we could take this need of leprosy, amen, no matter what the case was, amen, they have a need, do they not? Amen, those with leprosy, amen, leprosy, amen, having an internal and, amen, external meaning could be used to describe a need in someone's life, whether it be physical or spiritual. Amen, we could look at leprosy and we could say, because, amen, that you're having maybe you've got some kind of disability. Maybe you've got a withered hand. Maybe, amen, that you have some kind of infirmity, you know, that we can all see and look at. Amen, we could say that you have leprosy tonight. Amen. You have a need. Can somebody say amen to that? Then we could look, take leprosy, and we could look at our spiritual needs, and we could see that there's probably every one of us in this house tonight, amen, has got some kind of a need, whether it be physical or whether it be spiritual. And that's what I want to try, amen, to draw your attention to for a few minutes here tonight. And we all could put ourselves, and I want you to, I want you to take, because I'm trying to preach to you tonight. Amen. I tell you, these things going through my mind, they things I've got to do. Amen. Me and my wife was up late last night, amen, taking a window out of my trailer, amen, and put putting it back in. Amen. One of those windows, amen, that's plagued me with a leak, amen, since I've had it. Amen, we get it stopped and then we have to take the window back out and put it back in. So we, amen, have had our problems this week. Amen, I want to try to get you to put yourself, amen, in this place that Naaman was. Amen, we could all put ourselves, amen, in this Naaman's shoes. And for one, he was a Gentile. How many Gentiles we've got in the house tonight? Amen. Probably every one of us, amen, are Gentiles here tonight. Amen. He had an honorable position in society. Amen. I thought, amen, Brother Green's got that position. Amen. Got an engineer here tonight. Got a school teacher here tonight. Got medical workers. Got people in the financial industry. Amen. Got car lot workers here and part owners, I guess, if he lets you. Amen. All these great. Got people in the military. Amen. Here among us here tonight. Amen. Honorable positions, are they not? Amen. Being a woman that stays at home. Amen. Taking care of your children. Amen. That's an honorable position. Amen. In the work of the Lord. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. But, amen, what really pulls us into this, amen, is something all of us can relate to. Amen. And it's that we have a need. Amen. I said we have a need. Oh, Lord, help me. Amen. I preach to you here tonight. And when we look at this text, we see a slave girl, amen, who is waiting, the wife of Naaman. Amen. We see this girl as she is waiting. Amen. The wife of Naaman. She overhears Naaman has a need. Amen. I just want to throw this in for good measure here tonight. It'd be a good point. Amen. To always be attentive and always listen. Amen. To those that are around you. Come on now. Amen. There's some that try to, you know, they want the latest gossip, don't they? They want to hear so that they can run to Facebook and post it all over there. Amen. Or they want to see it on there and run somewhere else. Amen. And tell all about it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. Amen. The true children of God. Amen. Are those that are trying to be attentive. Amen. To the needs of those people around them. And we look at. Amen. Somebody may. They may. You know. There's some of us that we talk about our problems. There's some of us that, you know, we've had a bad day. Well, I had a bad day today. Amen. And then there's some that they come in with a frown on their face. They come in, amen, with trouble. Amen. We don't know what's really ailing them. Amen. But if we had tried to be attentive as this little slave girl was, as this little captive, amen, maid, the Bible calls her, amen, then we can try to, amen, know what the needs of our people are, can't we? Yes, we can. I believe, amen, it's necessary, amen, to have, amen, a true church, amen, a true, amen, New Testament church full of the Holy Ghost. Amen, we need to be paying attention, amen, to other people's needs, amen. Some people hurt and you can see they hurt. And then some people hurt and they try to hide it and don't want others to know. Amen, but this woman, amen, she realized that Naaman had a need. Amen, she found out. That he did. Amen. What does she do? She tells, amen, his wife, amen, about Elisha. Oh, my. Amen. The Bible said in verse number 3, amen, she said, this little girl, she said, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet. Amen. She said, would God, my Lord, amen, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. Amen. It's very important. And when she put this, would God, my Lord, amen, she was putting some enthusiasm in it. Amen. She was putting some belief in it. Amen. She was putting some faith in it. I wish some of us could get excited. Amen. To know that God, amen, would the Lord be here. Amen. Then we shall be made whole. That's what happened. Amen. This girl, she had everything against her. Amen. She was a captive. She could have got bitter, Sister Scott. Amen. She could have had, she could say, I ain't never serving God no more. Amen. I'm not serving God, Jehovah. Amen. I've been brought down here as a slave. She could have been that way. Amen. But no, amen. In her situation, she still said with God. If we was down there with a prophet, amen, everything would be okay. I also want you to take note, amen, this wasn't something that she just said lightly to the mistress. It wasn't something that she just whispered, Sister Scott, to the mistress and said, amen, it would God that we be in, out in Samaria where the prophet is. That ain't what she said. Amen. I believe she spoke it. Amen. With authority. Amen. I believe she spoke it. Amen. Realizing, amen, that there was a God. Amen. Oh, that Elisha served. Amen. That would heal Naaman. Amen. Well, as she spoke it out, and as she declared it, amen, one of Naaman's men heard it. It doesn't say that the mistress went to Naaman and said, amen, let's go down, amen, to this prophet Elisha, amen, but no one of his men overheard, amen, this little girl, this little captive girl, amen, out there, and they goes into Naaman and tells him, amen, oh my, amen, we need to go down there to where Elisha is, amen, we need to go down there, and we see that, amen, there's arrangements that are made, and Elisha, amen, the Naaman goes out, and he proceeds towards Elisha's house, and when he get to Elisha here, amen, we see that Elisha's already heard. Amen, and he sends word for Naaman. He says, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again in thee, and thou shalt be clean. I'm talking about somebody with leprosy. Amen, somebody that needed a deliverance. But it looks like that this man would have run, amen, just as fast as he could, amen, and got down to Jordan, don't it? Amen, it looks like it took 7 dips, amen, just as quick as he could, amen, and got back to the top, amen, and know that everything was going to be okay. Amen, that ain't what happened, though. Amen, the Bible, amen, tells us, amen, that Naaman here, amen, he kind of responded in wrath. Amen, he was wroth at this situation here. That's how we are many times. Amen, you see, God, amen, talks to us and he deals with our heart. He tells us about things. Amen. But then, amen, we go our own separate way. Amen. Naaman wanted him to come out. Amen. Naaman wanted this thing done like Naaman wanted him to do it. Amen. Naaman wanted him to come out. Naaman was a chief. Amen. He was the captain. Amen. He was the, everybody looked up to him. Amen. And there, Naaman is outside. Amen. And Elisha, he didn't even come out. Amen. Naaman didn't even see the prophet. Amen. Elisha just sent a servant to him. Amen. And said, tell him to go down there. Amen. What do you think most of y'all do? Amen. If y'all come in one night, amen, and y'all wanted to see me, and I sent somebody out to you, amen, and told you what you needed to do, half of you would pack up and leave, wouldn't you? And that's just the way it happens, ain't it? Amen. Well, that's what happened to Naaman here. He said, I want it my way. He ought to come out and lay hands on me. He ought to come out and do it the way I want him to do it. But that ain't the way God does it. Amen. You see, many times in our life, amen, we say, amen, God, amen, we want you to save our loved ones. Amen. But God, I want you to save them this way. Amen. But oh, Sister Scott, amen, she's going to come down to it. God, whatever it takes. Amen. There's others, amen, in the house tonight that's got lost children. And you're saying whatever it takes. Amen. On the most part, amen, you say, I want them saved, but I want them saved the way I want them saved. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Then, we have bill problems, don't we? Amen. We have financial situations that come our way. And we think, well, amen, God, you're going to have to move this way. Amen. This way. Amen. God may want to do it his way. Amen. That's the way it happens. Amen. We want God to heal our body. Amen. But we want God to do it our way. Amen. I got news for you tonight. Everybody listening? I got news for you tonight. Amen. This ain't BK and you can't have it your way. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This is God you're talking about. Amen. This is the man of God. Amen. When he, you know, a lot of people say, amen, it's my way or the highway. Amen. You know, a lot of times it ain't that way. But when you're talking about God, amen, it's the highway of holiness. Amen. Or it's no way. Amen. Oh, that's the way it goes. They say, oh, God will make exceptions for me. God will make exceptions for my children. Amen. God will make exceptions for my parents. Amen. No, it's going to be God's way or no way. And when he says to go dip, amen, if you're going to get what you need, you've got to go dip. Amen. That's the only way it's going to happen. You're going to come. Amen. You can't bargain with God about this. You can't go to God and say, well, God, if you just, amen, if you just do it this way, you don't get nowhere bargaining with God like that. Amen. You don't. Amen. He said to do it this way. Amen. There's some that they'll try to, you know, God, I want you to heal me. Amen. But God said, why don't you lay this aside? And you say, I ain't doing that. And God said, I ain't healing you neither. Amen. That's the way it goes, ain't it? Y'all have to help me here just a little bit. I ain't never preached this before. Amen. I want to try to help you. Amen. Looks like a story's been preached from a lot of times, ain't it? Never in my whole life ever preaching this. And if the Lord got to deal with me about it today. Hey, oh my, I'm talking about. Amen. We've got to get to the place. What is the moral of the story tonight? Amen. The moral of the story, amen, is to obey God. Amen. To do what God says to do. Amen. There's some instances in our life. Amen. I thought about my wife. Amen. We know she got healed and all that. Amen. But I tell you what, she got prayed for every service, brother. She got prayed for almost every service. Amen. Since she was how old? 6 or 7 years old. Amen. Came up for prayer. Amen. She wanted to be healed. Every revival. Amen. Come up for prayer. Amen. Then the time come when the Lord said, I'm going to heal you. Amen. But then he tells my wife, I didn't understand this. Amen. I was kind of like Naaman, you know. He tells her, said, don't get prayed for no more until I tell you to. Don't go back before no more preachers until I tell you to go. Amen. Coming back from Glencoe, Alabama 1 year. Amen. We was coming back. Her grandparents had been with us. We hadn't been married, but what? Amen. About not long. Amen. Two or three months. 2 months. Amen. We had grandma and grandpa with us the whole time. Amen. Well, finally, we got rid of them about Georgia. And we didn't throw them out and toss them to the dogs or nothing. But there's a sister that's going to go on home and she picked them up and took them on. So we said, we're going to go to church tonight. Amen. There at Brother Eugene Wall's church in Isla, Georgia. And we got over there to church. And on our way there, we kind of had an argument. Ever had one of them? And we kind of got it. You know, what did we argue over? Did we argue over what color the that carpet we was putting down in the house was? And was we arguing about where we was going to eat at? Was we arguing about, hey man, who's going to do the dishes when we get home? Hey, we weren't arguing about nothing like that. Hey, we was arguing about whether she ought to get prayed for or not. Come on now. Amen. I wanted her to be healed. Amen. But God said, amen, if you're going to be healed, you're going to do it my way. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. And we went in there that church service that night. Amen. Finally got prayed through so we could get into church. Amen. And worship. Nah, I know none of you has ever done that. I've seen some of you come in here, amen, as mad as an old wet hen. Amen. Amen. Come on here. I know all about it. Amen. We got got in there, we finally got. And when we got prayed through real good, and the Spirit of God got to move it, amen, I just went on up towards the front. Amen, you know what? Amen, I just kind of had a, amen, glance over, and I saw my wife walking up the aisle, and I knew, amen, what God had said. Amen, I said, this must be the night. Hey, I said, this must be the night. Hey, oh my, she did it God's way. Amen, and God healed her. And God brought her out of it. Amen, there's other instances, amen. Now, hey, I'm telling you what. Amen, it don't matter what it is in your life. And whether it's a little ring, or whether, amen, it's a television. Amen, whether it's the internet. It don't matter what it is. Amen, if God says you need to do something with it. Amen, that you need to do something with it. Amen. Oh my, you try to get over all day long. You try to go your own way. You try to do it your own way. Amen. Unless you give it all to God. Amen. It ain't going to happen for you. It ain't. Amen. I told you, Brother Green talked about it. Amen. The rich young ruler. Amen. All God wanted him to do was be willing. All he wanted to do is be willing to give up whatever he had to give up. Amen, I've been there. Amen, and some things God allowed me to take. Amen, again. It was because I was willing to give it up. And I appreciate, amen, the Lord doing that. Amen. But finally, amen, the Bible tells us here about Naaman. Amen, he kind of comes to his senses and he realizes that Elisha, amen, isn't chasing after him. He realizes, you know, well, God's going to do it. He's going to do it my way. I'm the captain of the host. And then those men get to talking to him. Well, buddy, hey, let's just talk about this now. You got leprosy. You've got a problem ailing you. Amen. And what if God would have told you to, amen, to ride to the top of a mountain somewhere? Amen. And holler, Hosanna. Amen. Would you have done it then? They got to talking to him, didn't they? Amen. If God would ask you to do something great, amen, do something wonderful. Hey, oh my, that's what's wrong with this world out here, Brother Johnson. And when the holiness preacher talks to him, amen, and tells him, amen, you just need to give everything to God. Amen, let God have everything about you. Oh my, they say, oh, amen, I want to sing a special. You need to get saved, hallelujah. Amen, you need to come to grips. Amen, God ain't going to do it your way. He's going to do it His way, amen. Oh my, Naaman here. Hope y'all ain't quit me yet. I'm about through. Is 25 minutes up yet? That's the 10th Amendment. Y'all should have voted on it today if nobody caught that. Praise God. I'm praying for God to put the miracle back in the mission. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my, that's a joke we'll tell you about after church if you ain't heard about it yet. Amen. Praise God. They want me to start preaching 25 minutes. Amen. Somebody does. We'll talk about that later. Amen. Oh my. Get to Elisha. And we realize Elisha, amen, the preacher ain't chasing after him and said, oh, won't you come back now? Won't you come back and we'll pet you a little bit? We'll just, that ain't what happened, is it? And I know, amen, sometimes the pastor's got to kind of, amen, prod you a little bit. Amen, every one of you need prodding every once in a while. Amen, every one of you need, amen, to put me push. Amen, and I'm going to keep doing it. Amen, but that wasn't what was in Elisha. Amen, Elisha said he going to do it. He just go on. Amen. Amen. Oh my. Amen. But he saw that Elisha wasn't running after him. Amen. So he changed his mind. And he went back, and the Bible said that he dipped 7 times. Amen. And his skin was like that of a little child. Amen. What happened? He got healed. Amen. How'd he get healed? Because he obeyed God. When we look at 1 Samuel 15:21, the Bible said, but the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight, or hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For the rebellion is, amen, as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. What happened here? Saul, amen, went up there. Amen, I can't remember who it was. Amen, but you remember the story. Amen, how that Saul went up. Amen. God said to destroy it all, but Saul said, we'll take the sheep and the rams, we'll take them, and we'll offer them to God. God didn't want that ungodly mess offered unto him. He wanted it to be utterly destroyed. Amen. Because, amen, Saul, amen, thought he would do it his way. Amen. The Bible says, thou also have rejected. He's rejected you. Saul, amen, it's over with for you, buddy. That's what he said. And I tell you, oh, that's the way it's going to be with me and you. Amen, if we don't adhere to what God is speaking to us in our heart and in our mind. Amen, it can be something of the outward. It could be something, amen, and we still believe in wholeness around here. And we still, I've always, amen, I'm not just kicking on you here tonight. Amen, I've believed in this since I was in the Baptist church. Amen. I believed in it when God said it was, and it's so, and I just settled in my heart. Amen. Praise God. But, amen, we still believe in it, don't we? We still want it. Amen. But there's also inward things that God says you need to be healed of. There's leprosies. There's things, amen, you need to do. Amen. What are you trying to preach here tonight, preacher? Amen. I'm preaching about, amen, you're in need. You have a need. Amen. You have a need, whether it's a spiritual need or not. Whether it's a healing in your body, amen, whether, amen, it's a healing in your soul. Well, you all got a need out there. Amen. But are you willing to do what it's going to take to get your healing? Amen. Are you willing to do what God says to do? Amen. Just like I thought it was great, brother, talking about his old pastor there in the Church of God. Would you be willing to crawl around the floor and bark like a dog? Now, I don't know about barking like a dog, but. Hey, man, would you be willing to crawl around in the floor, you know? Would you be willing to? And yes, I heard people, I guess, and that's what gets us a crazy name, Pentecostals, and thinking that we want to run around barking like dogs and all stuff like that. Amen. But, amen, would you be willing, amen, if God said to do something? Amen. If he said to crawl around this floor. Amen. I've seen them when I got into this. I've seen them. I've seen sisters. Amen. Who crawled around the floor. You say, well, my shirt had fall open. If you'd wear it close enough to your neck, it wouldn't. Hallelujah. Amen. If God said to do something, are you willing to do it? That's the, amen. We got to obey him. You realize that? Amen. Obeying. Amen. It's not just keeping the commandments. But if he speaks to you, amen, we're in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. And he will not speak anything contrary to the book. Amen. But there's going to be times, amen, he's going to talk to you about stuff that ain't in here. Amen. It's because, amen, he's alive and he's real. Amen. And we ain't just reading out some rule book. And it was thus and thus and thus in 1964. Amen. No times have changed, but God hadn't. Amen. And if he deals with our hearts about things. Amen. He says, I want you to do this. Amen. I want you to lay this aside. Amen. I want you to go around with your hands up in the air. I want you to carry the plant. Amen. Outside the church. Amen. Whatever it takes. Amen. God, help us to be willing. Amen. To obey you. Amen. Let's stand all over the house. Oh my. Help us, God, to obey you. Help us, Lord. This is a very serious thing. Obeying God. Did y'all get it or not? Did I preach to y'all right? Y'all realize what I was preaching? Amen. I don't know if I do, but I'm trying to figure it out. Amen. Oh my. But this was a very serious thing, brother. And why? How do you know it's serious? Well, in the book of Luke, chapter number 4, we read a little story here. Read about, amen, Jesus is talking here. And we say that let me just try to find it here, and we won't read the whole thing to you. Amen. But the Bible said in verse number 21, if you don't go home and do your homework later, start at verse number 21, you can read it all down. Amen. But the Bible comes down to 24, and it says, Jesus is saying this. He says, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. He said, but I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias. Amen. Days of Elisha. Praise God. When the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months. Amen. Or Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months. When great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto this woman at Sidon, the Bible said, unto a woman that was a widow. And we could preach there a while. God sent Elijah to the woman at Zarephath, because that woman at Zarephath could have represented the Gentile church. Amen. And we're all to be like that woman. Amen. Give the prophet something. Praise God. Amen. Give the world something. Amen. Give the Jews something. Amen. That could be preached there just a little while. But he goes on down and he said, and many lepers were in Israel in the time. And then the names change here. It's Elias, amen, which is Elisha, the prophet. And none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, they were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him under the brow of the hill whereon their city was built. Amen. They cast him out. Amen. They wanted to get rid of Jesus because he said, there's no lepers healed, amen, in the days of Elisha, but that one Naaman. What's that have to do with what you preach tonight? Well, what he's trying to get these Jews to understand, these of his own country, he's trying to get them to understand, amen, that you are trying to do it your way. He said, you're trying to do it with your burnt offerings, your sacrifices. You're trying to do it with being a whitened sepulcher. Amen. But inside you're full of dead men's bones. He said, you're trying to do it your way. Amen. He said, you're still trying to do it your way. I'm come. I'm the Messiah. I'm the Savior. But you're still trying to do it your way. Amen. And you know what? Amen. He said, but there's one. There's a Gentile. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Y'all, he said there's a Gentile. The Jews rejected him, sister. But he said there's a Gentile named Naaman. There's a Gentile named Naaman. Praise God. Amen. Ain't we Gentiles here tonight? Praise God. The Jews rejected him. There's a world out there, sister. Amen. That rejects him every day. Amen. They say we're going to do it our way. If God don't like it, it's tough. That's what they're saying, it, Sister Grace. That's the way they talk. Amen. But there's a couple of us Gentiles here tonight. There's a couple of us, amen, that says, God, we're going to obey you. Amen. God, if you say to do it, amen, if it's in this service tonight, amen, or if it's 3 weeks down the road, amen, God, you speak to me, amen, about going to somebody and telling them something, doing something. Amen. I tell you, it'd be your, amen, in your best interest, amen, to do what God said to do. Amen. Can we find ourselves a place to pray here tonight about this? That the Lord would help us and minister unto us. Every one of us that can. Amen. Obey God here tonight. Obey God here tonight. Amen. And God is dealing with you about something. Amen. He said, I'll do this in your life. I'll help you with this. Amen. Oh, but find yourself a place to pray and say, God, Lord, whatever it takes, Lord. The Jews may reject you. Amen. The Jews may reject you. Amen. Oh, but I'm just this little Gentile Naaman. Yeah, I've had a little problem. I didn't want to do it your way, God. I did not want to do it your way. But God, I just think I'll do it your way now. I just think I'll do it your way now tonight. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. God, I pray that you touch us.